As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. We're part of The Athletic Podcast Network. I thought I would release some of these Media Day interviews again just on the feed for you guys to listen to. It's a little more convenient than trying to find a link. You can also listen while you're cleaning the house, doing the dishes, walking the dog, whatever you're doing on your weekend. I thought it might be nice to just have it in your earbuds. So hope you enjoy it. I got most of SGA. I did miss a few of SGA's questions at the beginning, so apologize for that, but I got most of those in there. Followed by George Hill. These were yesterday. And then today, Frank Jackson and Ty Jerome both spoke to the media, so it'll be in that order: SGA, George Hill, Frank Jackson, Ty Jerome. Some interesting stuff in there, for the most part, kind of your normal Media Day questions, but it's nice to kind of get to know these guys since really only one of these guys played on the team last year. So I also thought that SGA seems ready and probably ready to score 40 points a night is what it seems like to me. So I really like his attitude and the way he answered questions. And, you know, it's intriguing. So enjoy that one. Enjoy everybody else. Thanks so much for listening. If you have time, please go to our Apple Podcast feed. It's on the Purple Podcast app. Search Down to Dunk. Give us 5 stars. That would mean a lot to us. It's a simple thing that you can do for free. So if you haven't done that yet, go do that and enjoy the interviews.
Hey, Shay, so much of last year's success was given to the veteran leadership of guys like Chris and Steven Adams. Kind of a two-part question. Can you kind of give me your philosophy on team leadership and then also maybe how you guys or the younger guys now plan to kind of implement your leadership on this team?
You talking about this year or last year?
I'm talking about how you guys are going to implement your leadership on the team this year.
Oh, okay, yeah. So for me personally, obviously being so close and alongside Chris, one of the best leaders to ever play the game, I picked up a few things. But I think we have such a young group of guys that we can all learn from each other and all get better from each other. And then we also have a few veterans that have been in this league for a long time that know the ins and outs and the do's and the don'ts. So I think, yeah, for the young guys, it'll be like every year learning, getting better. And then for the older guys, just guiding us through the process.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay. Next up, we're going to go to Adam Francisco. Go ahead. Adam, it looks like you're unmuted. Go ahead, Adam. All right, looks like we're having trouble with Adam. Next, we'll go to Julian Malpit. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Shay. Thank you for being here. I wanted to ask you, I have a very good friend of mine that keeps telling me, you know, the Thunder is going to shock the world once again. We're going to defy the odds. So my question is, how do you think OKC is going to perform this season? You're obviously rebuilding, but this time we have the play-in system. The 10th place can make you go to the playoff. Do you think that you can still be a very good team in this jungle that is the Western Conference?
Yeah. We're all NBA players, just like the rest of the teams. We all run, jump, bleed, breathe the same way that the rest of the teams do. So I don't feel like we're at a huge disadvantage. I think our main focus as a group is just to get better every day and never be static, never be satisfied, and just always try to get better, like I said. And I think everything else will take care of itself, whether it's the playoffs, whether it's not the playoffs, it doesn't matter. As long as we're getting better, we'll be all right.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew Schleck, go ahead with your question for Shea.
Shea, you got to work with Coach Degnault last year, and now he's the head coach this year. What are some of the things that he can do to help the development of the team?
Yeah, my biggest thing about Coach Mark, players coach, he's willing to do whatever it is to have a good relationship with his players, make sure his players are comfortable. And coaches like that, ultimately, you want to play for and you want to play harder for, and you really feel like they're part of the group. It's not coaches coaching players. You guys feel like one big family. And that's the biggest thing I've noticed with him is he's really hands-on, and he'll be great for us.
All right. Next up, Joe Musada with the Oklahoman. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Shay, I know, you know, you played point guard throughout high school and in college and in your rookie year, but didn't have the chance to play it much last year. Do you still see yourself as a long-term point guard? And if so, are you excited to be back in that role?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think that's when I'm most comfortable and at my best at the point guard position. And I think last year only gave me an opportunity to develop in other areas that I didn't think I needed to, you could say, and prior to my second year in the league. But I just see it as an opportunity that made me better. And ultimately, to win in the NBA, you got to be able to do multiple things, play on the ball, play off the ball. And like I said, last year only made me a better all-around basketball player.
Thanks, Shane. Last question for you here. We're going to go to Ryan Chapman at the franchise. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Shay, Sam and Mark both kind of mentioned that Mark has a vision for every player. Have you been able to kind of talk through what that's going to look like in building this offense around you this season?
Yeah, we spoke briefly about it. Certain things I like to get to in tendencies and stuff like that. I do have a film session with him later today, so we'll talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, I think me and Coach Mark are on the same page, and like I think I can speak for him on this. I think our focus is just me as well as the rest of the team, just to get better every day. I feel like we have so many young guys that right now in our careers, we just want to get better and eventually get to that next level, and that's our main focus.
Thank you, Shay. Appreciate your time today. All right. First up, Joe Musada with the Oklahoman. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, George. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. Just to start out, I just wanted to get your reaction to the trade and landing in Oklahoma City and what you expect, you know, being with the Thunder.
It's a great opportunity, you know, to come here, even though the roster has been shaken up a little bit. Still have a good group of young men here, you know, willing to learn and compete night in, night out. So it's going to be a great opportunity for me to come in and try to be a leader and try to help these young guys.
Speaking of those young guys, we just talked to Shay, and I don't know how, you know, familiar with this game that you are. And I know, you know, group workouts haven't started yet, but how can you help a guy like him as he, you know, kind of continues his path as being a featured point guard in this league?
I mean, he has a bright future, has all the tangible things that he needs to be a great player. You know, only thing I can really tell him is things and lead by example of the things that I have done that's been successful in my career to give me longevity. So he has all the tools. He's a little bit better than I was when I was a young guy like himself. So he's doing a great job so far figuring it out and learning how to be the best player he can. But the things I think I can help him on is just being a leader by example.
Thanks, George. Next up, we're going to go to Paris Lawson, OKCThunder.com. Go ahead, Paris.
Hey, George, welcome to Oklahoma City. Just want to get your thoughts kind of as a veteran of this league, your initial impressions on kind of the character of this organization and your new team.
I knew it was a great organization, you know, talking to other guys around the league who's come through here. like a Chris Paul, Paul George, and things like that have, you know, very high things to say about this organization, the way it's run and the people that's running it. So having familiarity with Sam Presti from, you know, back then when I was in San Antonio and you know, Seattle and things like that, knowing the type of character guy he is, you know, it's fun to be here to get another opportunity to impact the community and impact the team. Looking forward to it.
Logan Newman with Thunderwire. Go ahead, Logan.
Hey, George. After coming off the bench the last couple seasons for the Bucks, I was wondering if you've had any discussions here about what your role on the court will be, if you'll be starting, if you'll be playing more than the 22 minutes per game that you had in Milwaukee.
Not really. You know, we haven't got into anything that team-wise, you know, due to all the regulations and things that we have to do. But I've never been a big factor on starting or coming off the bench. It really doesn't matter to me. I just want to compete night in and night out, do whatever the team asks me to do, and do it at a high level.
Back to Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, George. Welcome to Oklahoma City. You just mentioned some of the COVID restrictions. From your perspective, what can you all do in these next few weeks to not let those things be a deterrence to the development of the group and kind of that continued improvement?
I mean, the only thing we can do is just continue to be grateful, grateful of every situation. The guys that's in here in this gym right now that don't have it and things like that, just watching their surroundings and staying healthy and things like that. We know it's a horrible pandemic that we're going through that, you know, things can be a lot worse than it is. So just being grateful of the opportunity, embracing each moment and having fun doing it.
Thanks, George. Next, Cliff Brunt with the AP.
Yeah, George, you obviously have had a lot of success and you've had quite a bit of longevity in your career. What drives you at this point in your career more than anything?
Like I told, I had a conversation with Mark, and the things that really drive me are just impacting cities and communities and things like that. We can't promise wins or losses and things like that, but we can promise that we can play hard night in and night out and impact the community, and that's the biggest thing. Anytime we can get out and change the whole community and show them who we are about as far as what we stand for. And I think, you know, OKC has done a great job of, you know, branching out into the communities and really setting a platform here to let the players be who they are and also embracing every moment that they got. So it's a great opportunity to be here. It's a great opportunity to be in this organization that, you know, only been around for 12 years and still trying to find his legacy. So to get an opportunity to be a part of that and get your fingerprints here in this community is going to be big.
Last one here. We're going to go to Joe Musato with the Oklahoman. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, George, along those lines, obviously you and the Bucks played such an important role in the bubble with your powerful message and, you know, combating racism and social injustices. I was just wondering, you know, a few months removed from that, like how can that still be a topic of conversation heading into this new season?
I mean, it's always going to be a talk of conversation because it's something that you fight day in and day out. But the most thing that we can do is all continue to come together and try to figure out each other's differences and try to figure out how we can make them all one. Treat everyone with the same respect that you want to be treated with. And that's going to take a collective group of people to do it. So it's not one individual that's going to change it. It's going to take, you know, multiple people getting out, learning who each other are and loving each other, no matter what their political views or where their background is.
Thank you, George. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you guys so much.
And that will conclude today's media availability. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we'll start things off here with Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Frank. Welcome to Oklahoma City. Just your thoughts on the organization, the city, your experience thus far.
Everything's first class here. I think from the minute I walked into the door, you can feel that energy. Everyone here is committed to excellence, and it's a good feeling, and I'm very grateful to be in an environment where you know, I could be the best version of myself. So super excited to be here, definitely.
Next up, Paris Lawson, OKCThunder.com. Go ahead, Paris.
Hey, Frank, welcome to Oklahoma City. Just wanted to know, coming into this new season, what are you most excited about? You kind of hinted at it in your first answer there, but what are you most excited about with this new opportunity here in Oklahoma City?
I think right away I look at just this young core of guys we have with the organization right now. I think it's a really exciting thing to look at. Guys are hungry. Guys are willing to, you know, really work and like I said, be the best versions of themselves. So I'm really excited about that. Really excited to work with Coach, as he's a younger guy and someone I'm looking forward to just listening to and learning from. He seems like a really wise guy right from the minute I met him. So I know I'll have a lot to learn from him and a lot to learn from my teammates as well.
Joe Masato with the Oklahoman.
Hey, Frank, you were playing, seems like, some of your best basketball last season, late in the year in the bubble. What was that experience like for you, and how can you sort of carry that over into a new season?
It was a tremendous experience, honestly. You know, not too many people get to do that. So to be in that environment and to just play basketball against, you know, the best was a really unique opportunity. I think I learned a lot about myself and about how things work in this league. It was a good opportunity for me to play, and I'm looking forward to the season. I'm glad that it's already here so that we can just continue to keep playing.
Next up, Logan Newman with Thunderwire.
Hey, welcome to Oklahoma City. A couple other Pelicans guys who you were teammates with last year. So I'm curious what Williams and Miller also bring to this team.
A lot of energy, just like all these guys. You know, they're willing to do whatever it takes. And they're in the gym always working at their craft. And they're good teammates. You know, I trust those guys. And I know everyone else will hear. So it's good to see some familiar faces in here, definitely.
Next up, we're going to go to Brady Trantham with the franchise. Go ahead, Brady.
Hey, Frank, going back to what Joe asked you a little bit earlier, and you just kind of mentioned that you were excited that the season's about to start. I mean, we all know that this offseason's shortened. It's a weird offseason anyway, but do you still kind of feel that momentum that you carried in the bubble? Like, does it just basically feel like the next day almost compared to normal offseasons?
I think you nailed it right on the head. Exactly. I think it's the last couple months have honestly felt like that. Right back in the gym, right when I got back home, and honestly just looking for an opportunity to keep playing and to keep itching away at it. I can't wait to get going, man. I'm ready.
Thanks, Frank.
A couple more for you here, Frank. Next, we're going to go back to Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com.
Frank, 120 NBA games under your belt. What have you learned about just sort of the demands on guards in this league defensively, and what you have to do on that end of the floor?
Definitely. I mean, right from the start, you already know these are some of the best athletes in the world. So it's tough at times, but I think, you know, with the vets and the people I've been able to be around the last couple of years, and like you said, those 120 games, I think have taught me a lot about, you know, what it takes. And you can't take any plays off defensively because guys are looking to attack you from wherever they are on the court. So I think with my experience that I've already had and the training that I've been able to do the last couple of months, I'll be
I'll be fine. I'll be ready.
Last one for here, Frank. We're going to go to Joe Masada with the Oklahoman.
Frank, this was obviously a condensed offseason. I'm just wondering what the process was like of you sort of connecting with the Thunder when you're trying to find a new NBA home. How did that sort of relationship start and get together so quickly?
Well, actually, this is one of the many places I interviewed, or one of the few places I interviewed for back in 2017 when I was going to get drafted. I know I've been on their radar for a little bit. And, you know, my agent's done a good job of, you know, keeping in touch with them and keeping in contact. And it just so happened that the cards, you know, they were laid right here. So just super excited to honestly be a part of this organization, somewhere where I already feel at home. So it's a blessing. And I thank God. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this opportunity.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, does that give you sort of an extra level of comfort knowing that you are maybe more familiar with them than you might have been with some other teams?
Most definitely. You know, it's a team I've always been enamored with from the moment I stepped foot in here and could see just how they run things and how professional they were. And it's always been in the back of my mind, most definitely. So to be here now is it's a blessing.
Thanks.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Ty. Thanks for stopping and joining today.
No problem.
Get things started for you here with Joe Masada with the Oklahoman. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Ty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks. Just wanted to start out, what was your reaction to being included in a trade to Oklahoma City and ultimately, you know, sticking up and landing with the Thunder?
At first, I think it's always going to be a little shock, no matter if you're happy, sad, mad, whatever, your emotions that you're feeling. I think at first, you know, when you find out you got to move to a different city, join a new organization, it's just a little shock at first. So that was my first reaction. And as things started to settle in, I started to decompress and think about the situation. Honestly, I'm just really excited to be here. You hear amazing things about the organization from the top to bottom. So I'm really excited to be a part of it and have this new opportunity.
Obviously, things are moving very fast in this condensed offseason. Was it even stranger, you know, coming here with guys like Kelly and Ricky and Jalen and then being moved again so quickly and you sort of being the only one left from that Suns trade still in Oklahoma City?
I don't know if strange is the right word. I think it was definitely – I think it just kind of shows you how the NBA is. You know, it's constant movement. You can never get too comfortable in one place, but you got to take advantage of all the opportunities you're given. So I can't really worry about, you know, who's getting moved, who's not. I'm here, have an opportunity, so I got to take advantage of it.
Thanks a lot.
Next up, Nick Crane with Forbes. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Ty. So the NBA game versus the college game is quite a bit different. What did you learn in year one that you think you can take into year two to really grow as a player?
I think it's just getting used to the speed of the game. And I had a ton of injuries my first year. So just, you know, the length of the season is longer. You play more games in a week, play more back-to-backs, you know, more, you know, 5 games in 7 days, 3 games in 4 days. So the importance of taking care of your body, you have to take it to a whole nother level at the NBA level. So that's the biggest thing, I think. And then just getting used to the speed of the game, playing faster, but still playing at my pace. That's another thing too. So,
Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com.
Hey, Ty, welcome to Oklahoma City. You just mentioned playing in the speed of the game on offense. What do you hope to bring on that end of the floor as playmaker, scorer, guy that just kind of plays within the flow? What do you like to do on that end of the floor?
Yeah, exactly what you said, pretty much. Get guys shots, knock down shots, make plays for others, make plays for myself, you know, be an extension of the coach on the court, all those things.
Brady Trantham with the franchise.
Hey, Ty, I was just curious what your overall thoughts were from afar, watching guys like the young guys on this team, like SGA, Darius Bazley, Lou Dort, and just how you feel that you can kind of what you bring to the table along with their games.
Yeah, they're all, you know, special talents, young. They got better as the season went on, so that was pretty cool to see. You know, Lou's story is incredible. Started on a two-way and ended up, you know, having 30 in game seven. You know what I mean? So that's impressive. You know, Shea's a special talent, and, you know, Bay's got better as the year went on. It was cool to see that. And I think I can compliment their games just because, you know, we all do different things. Shea's special with the ball. I can space the floor for him. I can get him off the ball if need be. It's really just, it's not really up to me, to be honest. It's up to the coach. I'm just here to, you know, do whatever I can to help the team win.
Thank you, Ty.
A couple more for you here, Ty. Next to Joe Masato again with the Oklahoman.
Yeah, Ty, I'm just wondering what your first impressions of Mark Daigneault have been so far.
To be honest, he reminds me a lot of Coach Bennett from UVA. Just a personable person, humble, a good guy. He takes interest in the players, he seems like, but competitive, super competitive too. So he has that mix of super humble but super passionate. That's been my first impression of him.
He was telling us the other day that you're close with Devin Hall, and obviously Devin played for the Thunder. What conversations did you have with Devin about sort of what to expect from the organization?
Yeah, Devin and multiple other people have told me they could not say one bad thing about the organization from top to bottom. So everything's so organized, everything's so fluid. You know, they think highly of their players, and they expect highly of their players in terms of being on time, showing up every day, ready to work, and just do all like the little things, and everything will take care of itself.
Last one goes to Paris Lawson, OKCThunder.com.
Hey, Ty, welcome to Oklahoma City. Just kind of piggybacking off that question, Coach Daigneault already kind of applauded your work ethic as a player in your guys' conversations. With that, what's been kind of the focus for you this offseason and what you've worked on coming into this new season?
The weight room has been a huge focus, getting stronger. I put on a little bit of weight, just play through contact a little better, absorb contact a little better on the defensive end too, fight through screens a little better. A little extra weight will help me. And then just extending my range as always, getting more comfortable with the three-point line and shooting behind it. You know, college was one of my strengths, not really shooting on the line. So now the NBA line is deeper, so shooting behind that too. So just working on consistency from deep, and then working on everything really, coming off pick and roll, adding, you know, pull-up threes off the pick and roll. The game is faster. You kind of take the first good shot you can get in the league. It's a big difference from Virginia, so. Really working on everything, to be honest.
Thank you, Ty. We appreciate your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.